Sudan, mass protests and general strike against coup. No confidence in any imperialist powers or pro-capitalist politicians. A plan of action to end military rule and a program for working people to take power are necessary. Bob Labbe, Committee for a Workers' International, CWI. The Sudanese military regime is facing massive resistance. Across the country, millions have protested and gone on strike, most recently a two-day general strike that stopped the country. It is nearly 4 years since the start of the revolution which, after many casualties, overthrew al-Bashir's 30-year dictatorial rule, and most Sudanese do not want a new dictatorship. The neighborhood resistance committees which emerged during the 2019 revolution have been central in organizing the current protests. Despite an almost total shutdown of mobile phones and the internet, plus a heavy deployment of security forces, activists handed out leaflets and went door-to-door to mobilize support for protests. The speed, scale, and determination of the opposition to the coup and the willingness to confront the military are all signs of the movement's potential, not just to defeat the generals, but to go on to complete the revolution. However, bravery and determination are not enough to secure victory. Events in Myanmar, since February's military coup, provide important lessons that mass protests and even strikes do not automatically bring down dictatorships. If a dictatorship's repressive forces do not split, its downfall is linked to the opposition building its own strength and organization, consciously trying to split the military, paramilitary and police rank and file, and preparing for an uprising to overthrow the regime. This coup took place at a time when the civilian component of the joint military-civilian transitional government was losing support, especially because of its implementation of International Monetary Fund demands to cut food and fuel subsidies. The generals saw this as an opportunity to restore their full control. They sponsored demonstrations calling for the removal of what was called the hunger government and its replacement by a fully military regime. Slogans. This coup threat led to massive anti-military protests, with slogans like, "Either civil power or eternal revolution and all power should be in the hands of the people." Faced with this mounting opposition to their government role, the military tops decided to act and rapidly stage their coup. But this did not cower the movement, nor did the use of force which, at the time of writing, has resulted in at least 15 deaths and hundreds of injured protesters. The main imperialist powers, terrified of where this opposition can go, are currently using the United Nations to propose that the deposed Prime Minister Hamdok be brought back to head a government of technocrats, with the military taking more of a background role. However, while ending direct military rule, this would be an attempt to undemocratically install another pro-capitalist government, while keeping the basic structure of the military and capitalism intact. Although this may result in the temporary restoration of some democratic rights, it would not be a fundamental solution in the interests of the mass of Sudanese, which capitalism cannot provide. Since the beginning of the revolution, the Committee for a Workers' International has warned that the lesson of all modern revolutions is that workers and the urban and rural poor cannot place trust in any pro-capitalist government. The linking up of the neighborhood resistance committees and other such bodies could, potentially, lead to a movement that sweeps away military rule and the whole rotten system. The masses want change. The challenge for socialists is to win support for the idea that this is only possible with a government based on the working class and poor. Such a government, defending democratic rights, while nationalizing the key sectors of the economy under workers' control and management, would begin to really liberate the Sudanese people and set an example both for Africa and the Middle East,